This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday. And you know what?
You measure up.
That's right. You measure up.
So let self-hatred go.
Let it go.
Gotta go. Mm-hmm. It's keeping you from discovering what is great about you.
Oh, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Such a problem.
You know, and that comes from John 15, verse 16, saying, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever asking for using my name. This is my command. Love each other."
How can you argue with that?
Well, that's for sure.
Whoever's listening, listen to my voice. God chose you. Mm-hmm. The creator of the universe chose you. You did not find him. He found you. He's just wanting you to bump into him, like we always say. So this not measuring up thing, let that go.
No.
Think about who you are in Christ. If you've given your life to Christ, that means you are royalty.
That's
you're
right.
Royalty. And all the self-hatred that's going on in society today, when you're so caught up in that in your mind and focusing on what's not right about you, you can't discover what's good about you.
Yeah.
And whoever's listening, you've got wonderful gifts in the natural that God has put in you, that he wants to bring out of you so that you can reach the destiny that he had designed for you when you were still in your mother's womb. But so much of the self-hatred comes from hanging on to past hurts and deciding that we are who other people have not only said that, you know, what they thought we were, but how they treated us. And then we end up deciding, well, because I was treated that way, I must not be worth anything. And that's so not true. That was wrong information from sick people.
Yes.
God is not sick, and he is not dysfunctional. And he loves you with a love that you cannot fathom. If you're a parent, he loves you a gazillion times more than you could ever love your child. If you had a great dad that loved you the way that I did, I have such a hard time wrapping my brain around how much more God loves me than what my dad did. It's just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you to have a proper perspective of who you are and how valuable you are. And we pray that anybody that's listening that has wrong thoughts about yourself, that God will begin to renew your mind and you'll be able to step back. And if you're surrounded by people who are continuing to talk down to you and speak negative things to you, that you'll begin to pray to God to put healthy people in your life.
That's right. Get away from those people.
People who love you. People are going to speak God's truth to you. And surround yourself with positive attitudes and people that are going to build you up and not tear you down.
That's right. You know, in today's society, I mean, you see these models, you know, and you see these people from Hollywood, you know, how they glamorize everybody and professional athletes and whatever. And you know, that's kind of like, you know, society's bar that you're supposed to set for yourself to be. That's the standard. That's, you know, what you're supposed to be like. Well, you know what? It's a lie. Okay? It's a total lie.
And it's airbrushed.
That's right. And so, you know, you do measure up to God.
You do.
Okay? He made every one of us different.
Thank God.
There are some people that are born without arms. And some people that are born without legs. Some people are born without sight. Mm-hmm. Some people are born maybe with a mental, you know, defect. But I have seen miracles through people like that.
Mm-hmm.
More so than people who supposedly in our society are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were made just the way God made them. you know, just he made them for that way for a purpose, okay? And God doesn't want any of us to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
He loves each of his children,
right?
Okay? And so, you know, I remember a story. Gene Stallings.
Mm-hmm.
He was the coach for Alabama years ago. And his son has Down syndrome. At that time, his son was in his 40s. But every game, the last thing Gene would do is he would walk off the field holding his son's hand. And the reporter asked Gene Stallings, they asked him, they said, you know, does it upset you that your son didn't become a great quarterback? And, you know, didn't have the chance to do so. He looked at the reporter and said, you know what? I consider myself the luckiest man in the world. Because every day, that boy looks at me and says, Dad, I love you, and I'm his hero.
Aww.
Don't feel sorry for me.
Mm-hmm.
So his son, by the appearance of what our society might say, looks at him and goes, man, you know, he doesn't have a lot to give. Bull.
Mm-hmm.
He has so much to give, and that's called unconditional love.
And they learn so much from him.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Having him in their life. They have normal kids.
They sure
went to college with their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Well, Gene Stallings makes sure every day that his son knows that he measures up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as parents, you know, we need to do that as well with our kids.
We do.
You know, if they don't want to play a sport, a certain sport or something like that, don't force it on them.
Right. And stop the whole game of comparing.
Yeah.
When you compare yourself to what you thought your life was supposed to be, or why this person's got that and you don't, you get into comparing, and not only is it not good for you, but you cannot enjoy other people and what they have to offer.
Yeah.
Focus on what's good about you. And there are wonderful things about you that are great.
That's right.
You just need to remind yourself of that. If God had wanted me to be a basketball player, honey,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't be 5'2", right? And I love to watch basketball. But I don't sit there and envy and think, you know, what if I could have been like that? Or if I was only taller. You know what? God made me 5'2".
That's right.
And I'm okay with that. And I can enjoy watching that game and not be full of, well, if onlys. Well, why me? How come I'm not tall? No. I realize what my gifts are in the natural and what God has put me here to do, and I go with it. And I just enjoy other people, what they have to offer.
That's true. I mean, my two sons, I mean, they're big boys. You know, they're 6'5", 6'6", you know, and growing up, you know, I coached them in football, and they're good athletes. But as they got older in high school and they're graduating from high school, they didn't really have a desire to play college football like I did. And so, you know, I praise God that I was saved and I knew Christ, you know, at that time when they made these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand, I would have been upset.
Why?
Because I would want them to go play college football.
Mm-hmm.
But they both were pleasantly surprised
mm-hmm.
when I hugged both of them and said, you know what? It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to fulfill your destiny.
That's right.
In Christ.
Whatever that is.
That's right. And they are both Christ believers.
Mm-hmm.
They love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's eternal.
That's it.
And so I'm so proud of my boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And please let your kids know that.
Right.
Please. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. Let your children know that you are proud of them. And they measure up.
That's right.
Every single
That's right.
day.
That's right.
Because God says they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And God says that you do.
That's exactly right.
And you measure up. And we want you to enjoy your life and enjoy the way God has made you. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knows every hair on your head.
Wow.
He's crazy head over crazy in love with you.
That's right.
Think of yourself as his only child.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks about you all the time. All the time. And he's thinking right now, I want him or her to enjoy their life.
That's right.
I didn't create them to be all worried and all concerned and envious and bitter and resentful. I didn't create them like that. That pains God.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to feel all that. That's why Jesus died. So you didn't have to bear all that. And so you don't have to bear all that. What's the greatest thing they can do, honey?
Well, you know what? If you don't think that you don't measure up, mm-hmm. or if you have self-hatred, because, like I said, you think for some reason you haven't measured up in your life. Well, you know what? I know someone who loves you and who created you and says, yes, you do measure up, and his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you want to give your life to him today, I pray that you do. If you've never given your life to him, or you may have walked away, or maybe been in church for a while, but never really given your life to Christ, today's the day. Because you measure up.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe you were crucified. You died. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of the cross, I'm asking you to forgive my sins. And my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, I need you. I need you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, and we want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you prayed that prayer, please let us know at information at info mm-hmm. at livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have any comment or praise reports that you'd like to inform us about. And also, we just would love for you to forward our podcast to friends, family,
who
co-workers.
Don't know the Lord.
Yeah, who don't know the Lord.
And who need a fresh anointing in their life, a fresh word from God, maybe some different things they haven't heard, because that's what we're all about.
That's right. You know, that's like we say at every podcast, beginning again while living it up, beginning again starts every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have been saved for years or never been saved before, beginning again starts every single day.
That's right. So anyway, we love you guys, and remember, you measure up. So let self-hatred go. It's keeping you from discovering what's great about you.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk to you tomorrow, and until then,
begin again
while living it up.